Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. And joining me on the phone now, Sally Morgan, PT, who is the author of the book Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals. And we have her on the phone this morning to talk about my mother-in-law's dogs who bark at cartoon characters and animated things on TV commercials. What is going on with these dogs?
Well, they are exhibiting signs of dog intelligence.
Uh-huh.
There used to be an idea that humans had that dogs were unable to make an association, like if you point your finger, to know that that's where you want them to go.
Right.
This has been disproven in the last few years, and in fact, dogs and many animals can make connections between a spatial relationship in a way that we never viewed before. Of course, anyone who ever watched Lassie remembers, you know, where's the well? Where's Timmy? And someone would point and Lassie, you know, would go, or Lassie would point with her nose and they'd follow her.
So, right.
You know, it's clear to anyone who's ever had an animal, even my horses and rabbits, could follow a direction or imply a direction to me. So this is similar to what we see with dogs watching TV. Dogs that notice a dog on TV, and many dogs particularly notice their breed on TV,
mm-hmm.
Are excited because they think that they are seeing another dog, and they're excited that you care enough to watch another dog as well.
Uh-huh.
And so it's sort of a play behavior, or, you know, just I've had plenty of dogs that watch TV myself and plenty of dogs that don't. It used to be a lot of barking whenever we watched any of the dog shows on TV.
Sure.
Or agility competitions. My Corgi Comet used to bark uproariously at the TV, especially if you saw a Corgi doing agility. My current Corgi is much more interested in playing with me and not watching TV. But if you looked at the internet at all after the Super Bowl, you could see hundreds of dogs wearing their team's outfit.
Right.
Watching the Super Bowl. And they seem to understand that there is play happening on the TV, even though for those football players it's not really play, it's serious work. But to the dog, you know, there's a ball and there are people trying to get the ball, and that's a really fun time for a dog to get involved in. So plenty of dogs watch TV.
Now, you're talking about this and you're talking about barking at other dogs, and these are two Lhasa Apso puppies from the same litter that have been together basically since birth, save for one day. But it's not just dogs that the one, and only one barks. The other one doesn't care what's going on, but it's not just dogs. Like, have you seen the commercials for the drug that stops constipation? Is that, there's that gut guy. It's an animated character to look like an inside of a gut.
Oh, right, right.
It goes nuts for that. It goes crazy. The one dog, Jack, just starts going ape nuts for it.
Well, I would ask you if the dog hasn't got a squeaky toy that looks something like that. Huh. There are some squeaky postmen that look rather similar to that gut guy.
Okay.
But it's a play thing. They want to play, and they get very excited about it. And Comet used to get very excited about certain commercials on TV and less excited about others.
Okay.
I'm sure someone in marketing somewhere would be smart to figure out what dogs like to watch.
These dogs, honest to God, other than this, they're all they want to do is be pet. They want to lay on your lap, pet them and all that. It's just this little thing where I'm thinking one of these dogs is just insane. But it's funny how you pointed out association. We're talking to Sally Morgan, PT, author of Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals, so she would know. You pointed out association. I have seen Brian run from one room to another to, like, you know, it'll be in the bedroom and hear music from one of those commercials it barks at. Know the music. Yes. And come flying out to watch.
Yes, yes, that is common. Yeah, they like what, like us, you know, when your show is starting on TV, or, you know, when the halftime is starting for the Super Bowl, people run through the house to get there, even if they're dropping the pizza as they go. You know, and a dog has the same association. My dog that I have now, I work with clients and dogs at my house, and when I open the closet door where I keep my equipment, no matter what time of the day or night or how asleep he is or how tired he comes running down the stairs, barking, 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 because he's so excited that we're having a visitor.
He's like, hey, people are here. Woo!
That's right. Because lots of my clients bring him treats, or they bring dogs that he wants to play with. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Now, clearly we don't need to be worried about the behavior, but if we wanted to curb it a little bit where we don't want him barking all the time, is there something we could do that could help out in that situation?
Well, he's still going to be excited watching his favorite shows, just like any kid watching his favorite show.
Right.
But what you can do with dogs that bark excessively is teach them to bark when you want them to bark. So you can make a game out of barking so that when you then, once you have the on switch for bark, you can also have the off switch for bark.
Okay.
The worst thing you can do is what my poor mother does with her dog, because she's so frustrated some of the times, is just yell at the dog, stop, quiet. That doesn't make any sense to a dog. You need to speak to them in a complete sentence and use please and thank you. A famous dog trainer, Victoria Stilwell, talked to her employees for a day the way that we talk to dogs. Say, get it, come, do this. By the end of the day, many of the employees resigned.
Yeah, they wanted to kill her.
And they wanted to know what was wrong with her. Yeah. And she said, well, I've been doing an experiment with you, and, you know, the way we talk to dogs is rude and, you know, disrespectful. And so people really need to shift their thoughts and say to the dog, I'd like you to be quiet, please. And that often will calm them down. And it calms you down when you say it in a calm voice after taking a deep breath and look at your dog with love and appreciation and ask him to do what you want. They nearly always do what you ask if you do it in a polite and respectful way.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You are so welcome. You have a great day.
You too.